My name is Tom Heffelfinger, and I am joined this morning by Sue Burggraf. I'm the special prosecutor assigned by the 6th Judicial District to assist the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension in an investigation that was referred to them by the Cook County Sheriff's Office. Sue is the special agent in charge of the Bemidji office of the BCA and responsible for the supervision of the Duluth agents who conducted this investigation. The investigation has been conducted actively since December 2012 into the alleged misconduct of Cook County Attorney Timothy Scannell. On October 21st, 2012, a special grand jury was convened in St. Louis County, Minnesota. On October 22nd, that grand jury returned an indictment against Mr. Scannell, charging him with two counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree. Criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree is a felony offense that alleges criminal sexual contact with an individual who is over the age of 16 but under the age of 18, when the offender is more than 48 months older than the victim and in a position of authority over the victim. The indictment alleges two separate counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree because it alleges criminal acts committed on two separate days in the month of August 2012. Mr. Scannell made his first appearance in Cook County District Court this morning before the Honorable Sean Florkey, who is the Chief Judge of the 6th Judicial District. Because of the state of Minnesota law, that appearance was a confidential closed appearance. Under Minnesota law, all matters occurring before the grand jury, including indictments that are returned by the grand jury, are confidential until after the offender has made his first appearance in court. Future court appearances will, of course, be public. At the first appearance, Mr. Scannell did appear. He was accompanied by attorney Richard Swanson, who is a Grand Marais lawyer. Mr. Swanson is representing Mr. Scannell, at least for purposes of today's hearing, and perhaps one or two more. Final representation has not been resolved. On behalf of Mr. Scannell, Mr. Swanson brought two motions at the first appearance. One was to dismiss the indictment, and the other was to remove all the judges of the 6th Judicial District from hearing this case in the future. Judge Florkey took both those motions under advisement and will render an opinion in the future. Mr. Scannell was released without bail on his own recognizance with several conditions, including no contact with victims and witnesses and notifying the court should he wish to leave the state. The matter has been continued until November 12th at 8:15 a.m. here in Grand Marais for the next appearance. I want to commend the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension for its diligence in this matter and its hard work, especially commend the two case agents, Jerry Knezny and John Nordberg, for all the hard work they put in to this investigation. Any questions?
Just a clarification, I believe you said the grand jury convened October 2012 when you spoke, and it would have been October 2013?
Correct.
Thank you.
It convened on the 21st and 22nd in St. Louis County of 2013, returning an indictment 9 days ago.
What does this mean for Mr. Scannell's job here in Cook County?
That is outside of my authority. There are provisions in Minnesota law that deal with removal of county officials, and that is a matter that others will have to address.
Why did this take so long?
For me to describe to you what we've been doing for the last 10 months would require me to go into the facts and evidence in this case, and I will not do that.
Could you describe how he was in a position of authority to the alleged victim?
Again, that would require discussion of matters of evidence. Suffice it to say that under the laws of the state of Minnesota, evidence was presented to a grand jury that addressed all of the elements of the offense.
So when was he told, I'm just trying to get a better sense of the timeline, when was he told of the charges?
Of the charges? He was notified through his former attorney on the 23rd of October.
Yes, ma'am.
Was there favoritism in Scannell's situation? Why wasn't he not put on administrative leave like most people are?
I can't address that. He's an elected official, anything beyond that, I cannot help you with. My job, as I was appointed by the court, was to assist in the investigation, and if the investigation resulted in charges, to prosecute those criminal charges.
Was he cuffed and stuffed?
The court ordered that he appear for processing as any other individual who was charged with a crime. He indicated that processing could take place after the court rules on the two motions that it has under advisement.
Could you describe how that grand jury process works and what exactly that indictment means?
Certain offenses are unique to the grand jury, and the grand jury has primary jurisdiction over them. Offenses that allege misconduct by a public official are offenses for which grand juries should and generally are convened. That fits this case. In this matter, because of the small population of Cook County and the unique nature of the offense, I sought a special grand jury in St. Louis County to hear the matter. And that grand jury was drawn from the normal jury pool of St. Louis County. The law states that there are 23 members on a grand jury, and 12 of whom have to agree on an indictment. An indictment is the charge returned by the grand jury after it hears evidence.
And can you just say the charges once again?
Two counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree involving a position of authority and a victim over the age of 16 but under 18, and an offender who was more than 48 months older.
Did the shooting that happened here play any part in this investigation?
No.
Will future hearings be held? Maybe you did answer that. Will they be held here or in St. Louis County?
At this time, they'll continue to be held in Cook County unless there is a change of venue motion brought by either me or Mr. Scannell's lawyer.
Okay. Will the victim have to appear?
There's no reason why, under the law, why the victim, let me rephrase that. Every offender charged with a crime has the right to confront witnesses against him or her. And that would include the victim in this case.
Are you able to say anything about this community? I mean, all these people turning out to hear your findings today, what that says about this area and how many people have been watching this case closely?
Well, I can't, what I can say is that it was very important to me that the investigation be conducted confidentially. I recognize that the community has a great stake in the outcome of this investigation. But so does Mr. Scannell, and so does the victim in this case. And confidentiality is essential for those individuals' rights. My reasoning for wanting this is that this hearing is I recognized, and I wanted to do it here, recognizing that there are people in the community who want to know, once it is public, what is happening, and that's why we're doing this.
What kind of time is Mr. Scannell looking at facing?
That would be determined by the judge. This is a felony that carries time in prison. However, it's also governed by the Minnesota sentencing guidelines, and ultimately that would be up for a sentencing judge if in fact he is convicted. Yes, sir.
Will you be the prosecutor?
Yes, I will.
How was his demeanor today?
He looked tired.
And who pays your salary as prosecutor? Is that Cook County?
Cook
pay
County
him?
Pays my costs. I'm in private practice. I'm a former federal prosecutor, as some of you may know. But I was appointed by the court with the understanding that my fees will eventually be paid by Cook County.
Can you talk about how good does it look against him?
Won't comment on the nature of the evidence, sorry.
Have you spoken to the victim's family? How are they feeling today?
The victim's family, I have not spoken with them today. But of course I've talked to them in the past. Yes.
If he's found guilty, will he be able to maintain the
That is up to the Board of Professional Responsibility, and they look at each case on a case-by-case basis. A conviction of a sexual offense does not automatically result in the loss of one's law degree or license to practice law. Yeah, but that would be outside of my authority as well.
How common or uncommon is this? Have you ever prosecuted a fellow prosecutor before?
Actually, I have not. I've prosecuted a bunch of city councilmen, but not prosecutors.
Did that make the case more difficult then, since he is an attorney and in a state of power, I guess?
I really don't want to comment. I have personal feelings about the role of prosecutors, and that obviously, with my background having been a prosecutor, it's hard to remove those. But this was a very difficult case for this community, because it is a small and tight-knit community. I'm well aware of that. It's a very difficult case for the victim and her family. It is a very difficult case for Mr. Scannell. And I recognize that he is at a very difficult two-year period. However, this matter was presented to a grand jury, and a grand jury did return an indictment.
Could you describe how the legal process moves forward from here? He has not pled in the case yet, right? No.
First appearance was held today. The next appearance at which a plea may be received would be on the 12th of November. Thereafter, it would move on for pretrial motions hearings, which would address issues such as evidence or venue. And then ultimately, even after no more than 2 to 3 more appearances, a trial date would be set.
And it would be a jury trial?
Be a jury trial.
And that trial be here?
Unless the change of venue is ordered by the court.
So he's asked for a judge not to be from this district, but it could still be here with a judge from elsewhere, correct?
He has asked that all judges of the 6th District, which runs from Hibbing to Grand Portage, be removed from consideration or handling of this case, and has asked that a retired judge come in. Other questions?
Could that happen as soon as his next appearance, then, if the judges choose to recuse themselves?
That will be up to the judge.
Okay.
When was the family notified that the charges would actually be brought, and what was their feeling then?
The family was notified of the return of an indictment on the day that the indictment was returned.
In terms of the criminal sexual conduct charge, because the victim was over the age of 16, is that why it's important that the position of power is a part of it?
Yes. The general age of consent in the state of Minnesota is 16. However, when you combine the age differential, 16 to 18 period and 48 months older, and then you add a position of authority over the victim, that's what makes it a criminal offense. Without commenting on the evidence in this case, we have spent 10 months looking at that evidence. A decision was made that the appropriate way to deal with this case in light of the allegations of misconduct by a public official was the use of a grand jury. The grand jury is made of your peers, albeit not Cook County peers, but a group of 23 citizens. That process is confidential. You can assume that I was unable to work with the court to convene a grand jury in 2 days. So the process of convening a special grand jury and then presenting that matter to them was extraordinarily important to me for the reasons you've cited, which is the integrity of the process. And that integrity applies both to the victim and her family, to the people of Cook County and the state of Minnesota, as well as to Tim Scannell. And he had the right to know that that process was done fairly and objectively. And we've attempted to do so. Thank you very much for your attention. I appreciate the media's patience for the last 8-9 months when I told you no comment.